God's Word.
Hear these words from Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. So I have a confession to make. I have never been accused of being more mature than my age. I know that shocks y'all. I have never been accused of being mature of my age. One thing that I have been accused of is being immature and childish. Nobody laughed at that one. So I was watching a TV commercial the other day. Have y'all seen that commercial where there's this conference room? Okay, somebody already knows what I'm going to say. And they got all of these executives and stuff in there, and they're sitting there, and they open a package of gummy bears. And they start talking like little kids. I want to do that. As I get older, I start thinking about my youth. I used to shake my head and look for a place to hide when my dad did that. Because he'd start reminiscing. And I'm finding out that I'm reminiscing a lot. But I remember, for instance, Vacation Bible School and being there and learning Bible stories and getting just... We didn't have puppets. This is pretty cool. But it would go for a week, and then you'd have, on Sunday, all the kids would come back and they would sing all the little songs that they learned in Vacation Bible School. Hint. And then I remember my teenage years and how awesome it was because I had no responsibilities. Isn't that the greatest part about being a kid? You have no responsibilities. Mama and Daddy's going to take care of everything. Now, where's my teenagers? I don't work on teenagers. Get that through your heads real quick. But I didn't have to worry about where my food was going to come from. I didn't have to worry about how I was going to pay for clothes. I didn't have to worry about the electricity bill getting paid. I didn't have to worry about a car payment. I didn't have to worry about insurance. I don't have to worry about that stuff now because I got my wife. But in general, life was good. Y'all have no clue how great you got it. I wish I could experience that again. You ever thought about that? You ever thought about going back in time and being able to be a kid again? Why are you shaking your head? You're still a kid. It was so awesome. All I had to do was listen to my mama and do what she told me, and everything was good. That's so cool. our scripture text today talks about the disciples. You know, Jesus had a great sense of humor. Look at what he hung out with. Their big question of the day was, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And you know they were jockeying for positions. So I read that and I was thinking, okay, so how do I visualize this moment? And so I figured that they were sitting around and one of them popped off and said, so who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus? And I figure he looked at each one of them in the face. And in his own mind, shook his head and said, oh my gosh, are you people not ever going to learn anything? So Jesus kind of turned the tables. You know, in children's time, most of the time you have a visual so that the kids can relate. Well, Jesus used a visual so the disciples could relate. There was a little child standing over there on the side, and he brought the child over, and he stood that child right in front of him. And he said, do you see this child? Unless you become like this child, you won't see the kingdom of heaven. And that's where I stop. Because I've spent all these years and all my wife's money going to school to become educated and to be able to discern words and scripture and be able to talk to people and all of this. And Jesus is saying, you got to be a child. So I got to thinking about that. What did Jesus mean? And then I look at all these little children. It's Jack, right? Jack. Did y'all see Jack? Wasn't that awesome? He walks in this church. I saw him this morning. And I hear this commotion out there, and he is the center of attention. He comes in here for children's time, and he crawls through there, and he gets right there and sits down. How many of you would do that? Ain't gonna happen, because this is a reverent place. And we're supposed to be this way, and we're supposed to be that way. And we're supposed to do these things, and we're supposed to say these things, and we're supposed to act this way, and we're supposed to do that, and we're supposed to be politically correct here, and we got to be this way over there, and we got to do all of these things. Here's the thing. Here's why Jesus emphasized becoming more like a child. This is why I want to go back to my childhood. Because you will find no stronger faith than a child's faith. You will not find a more forgiving heart than a child's heart. You will never find a more loyal person than a child. Jesus said, you have got to have a childlike faith. They have faith in their parents. They have faith. They don't worry about all this stuff that has got us bogged down. They don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. They could care less about the clothes they're going to wear next week. Jesus said, you've got to become more like a child. Because these are the ones that will inherit the kingdom of heaven. There's a song, a I believe David Dunn sings. It's called "I Want to Go Back." Any of y'all ever heard that song? It is the perfect anthem for all of us old Christians that think that we have to be a particular way when we were just fine when we accepted Christ. You see, we are too worried about what somebody in the other pew is going to think about us. We're too worried about if somebody saw how much we put in the offering plate. Amen? We're too worried about which translation of the Bible to use. We're too worried about religion. Jesus is not about religion. Jesus is about relationship. Jesus is about love and forgiveness. He doesn't care what kind of car we drive. He doesn't care what clothes we wear. He doesn't care if you're like me and got a halo on top. Or if you're like Aaron with all that hair. In the song, it talks about a child's faith. It says, "When I was young, I believed I could be an astronaut. I believed I could walk across the sea. When I was young, it was you and it was me. I had everything I needed. Faith could move mountaintops. But then I grew up. Then I got older. Life got tough. And we grew apart." Second verse is, "I didn't care about keeping up with the Joneses." Y'all ever heard that? "I was just happy that they lived next door. It was you, it was me. I had everything I needed. Your hands were big enough to hold the world. Then I grew up. Then I got older. Life got tough. And we grew apart." Why is it when things get to the toughest, we turn away from the one that can give us the comfort and the answers we need? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like this. I want to go back to my childhood. I want to go back to "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." How long has it been since you sang that? Or how about, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Where's he at? See there?
I'm right here.
Oh. Very good. That's a good thing not to be noticed by the preacher when you're standing right in front of him. Can you play that? Yeah, that's it. Let's sing.
It's the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I didn't ever push on, no.
I'm going to let it shine. I didn't ever push on, no. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hang on. They're not singing. Now, let's do "Jesus Loves Me."
Okay.
You better sing or you're going to be singing without music.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know, for the Bible.
If that don't make you want to go back to your childhood, you better check your pulse. Because unless we become more childlike in our faith, more childlike in our love, more childlike in our forgiveness, we're not going to see the kingdom of heaven. And sorry, but that's what Scripture says. And if Scripture says it, it's got to be right, because last time I checked, God don't lie. Excuse me. Let's become more childlike in our faith. Quit worrying about all the stuff that doesn't matter. And let God be the one in control. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank You for the blessings You pour out on us. Father, sometimes we get so caught up in the religion and get so caught up in all the things that don't matter that we forget what we're all about. Father, we forget that You are in control. Remind us of this text that we must be more childlike in our lives. That we must have more faith in You to handle all of the things that come up. Help us to be more forgiving in our heart because You forgave us. And help us to be more loving, even loving our enemies. Father, as we go out into the world, we pray that You will let Your light shine through us, that others might know that, yes, Jesus loves me, and He loves you too. For we pray it all in Your Son's holy and precious name, and as we pray the prayer He taught us as children, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is
hymn number 357.
357. This, if you're wanting to join this church on a transfer of letter, or if you would like to accept Christ as your personal Savior today, you're invited as we stand and sing.